Kentucky.
Hello, Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman for an in-depth look at racing's richest day, Friday evening, 6:30. It's brought to you by Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the race, Taco Bell, and Del Mar Gardens. American Pharoah, the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years, heads the field. The Breeders' Cup Seminar, 6:30 this Friday on KTRS.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Your feet
to side of your street.
Can't you hear that pitter patter?
And that happy tune. Life can be so sweet. On sunny.
I bet you don't know what famous singer that was that was doing.
Let me hear it again.
I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Yeah, Barry Manilow.
That's it, Barry Manilow. Very good.
This rover.
Oh, I hate folding sheets.
That's your underwear.
Well, whatever it is, it's a two-man job. Where's Bart?
Here's my Barry Manilow impression. Come on over here, little boys, and sit next to me.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Wait a minute.
Wow. Who was that?
Barry Manilow.
Gold dust at my feet.
Now, see, I shouldn't have said little boys. Because I have no evidence that he's, you know. Yeah. I take it back. Edit it out.
All right.
Come over here, nice-looking young 19-year-old boy, and sit down next to me. That would be my Barry Manilow impression.
Has Barry ever been married?
I do not believe he has, but you do remember two things I told you. He's married to a guy. He had a wedding ceremony at his home in Palm Springs, California that was not covered, but you can look it up. There are some photos. And then the other thing, I told you my friend, the late Captain Tom Zip, St. Louis Police Department, when Manilow was in town and he was staying, I think, at the Four Seasons. It's either the Ritz or the Four Seasons. They assigned a cop to stand outside his room. And I think that's pretty common when somebody's really famous, because otherwise somebody finds out where you're staying, and they go crash your room. And this cop said to Tom, he said, you know, I don't ever want to get that assignment again. He said there was a delivery made to Manilow's room. And when Manilow opened the door to accept room service or whatever it was, he was completely naked. And there was a young man, also completely naked, standing right by him.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
No, you know it doesn't. They could have.
They're just sitting.
You know what it could have been? It could have been a big suite with separate showers and separate bathrooms, mm-hmm. and they both ran to the door from the shower at the same time, not knowing the other one was going to. And then right there, they go, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know you were coming to the door. Mm-hmm. I didn't either. Oh look, we're both naked. How embarrassing." Yeah. That's probably what it was.
Barry was sitting naked, and the other guy was standing naked.
Well, I don't remember the complete story. I just know that it was Barry and a guy, and they were both naked. Hmm. That's all I remember.
I mean, they could be nudists.
Or they, you know what?
It's not always sexual when people use the word nude.
Sometimes people use the word experimenting. They could have been reading a book about nudism, and they were experimenting to see what it felt like. That's probably what it was.
I don't think it
means maybe
anything.
They were just having a naked tickle fight before they opened the room, opened the door.
Now, see, it says here. Oh, so it was his spouse is Gary Keefe.
I told you.
He was married in 2014, but then
told you
he was married to Susan Dexler from 1964 to 1966.
Okay. That's an arranged public relations marriage, just like Travolta's is to Kelly Preston. And again, folks, don't email me going, "How dare you spread rumors?" I'm telling you, the Travolta thing I got it from a guy, an actor in Hollywood 15 years, major TV shows. He was one of those regular character actors. He said, absolutely, positively, John Travolta and Kelly Preston, it's an arranged marriage, just like Rock Hudson was married. That was an arranged marriage. But because some stars are not reluctant at all to come out. Hey, I'm Neil Patrick Harris, everybody, I'm gay. And they're accepted, and it's no big deal. Other people, I think, have such a, I don't know how to put this.
An image?
They have an image, but they also have a career that goes back further than 5 or 6 years. And lots of their fans are old school. Look, Travolta's been in the movie business for, 30 years or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he might lose some hardcore fans who are older who thought, I can't believe it. John Travolta, that's it, I'm done with you. Where younger people, okay. So I think some can come out and it's no big deal, and others can come out, and maybe it's just that they think they won't work again in Hollywood. Are you kidding me? Hollywood's so gay. Why would you not work there again? I can't believe there's anybody now who is denied work because they're gay. Do you?
No. No, I would think that they would actually...
They thrive.
Go on the other side.
Look at Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres was not nearly as rich and famous before she came out as she is now.
Yeah, I think that's changed within the last 10 years, probably.
It's more X accepted.
Seems to be more,
It's more X accepted.
I don't know why I said X accepted.
Well, you know a lot of words we don't know. Pretty well educated.
My vocabulary is pretty huge.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Like to introduce Dan Stratton. You had a couple of gigs this weekend.
We did. Oh, yeah. Doc Oberle. Remember the vet that used to hang out with Bernice?
With Bernice in St. Genevieve. That's right. You went to St. Genevieve.
Yeah. I saw him on Saturday night.
How'd that go?
It went great. But I saw the doc, and we sat down and talked, and he told me stories about how he met Bernice. And
did he give you any intimate sexual details?
No, he wouldn't. He's still keeping quiet about that stuff.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, but so we got caught up in everything, and he said he still enjoys listening to the show. He's been really busy and hasn't had a chance to listen as often as he used to, but when he does, he loves us. And he's still AM and the PM. And
is he still a vet?
Yes. Yeah, he is. Still a vet.
Okay. All right.
And then went and played this yesterday at this Deer Creek Golf Course in House Springs. And they had a hot air balloon glow. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yes, Forest Park.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
I have never seen a hot air balloon glow.
How many balloons?
There were six of them there.
Oh, you didn't see anything. Six in a glow. Wait till you see 60.
Oh, I know.
Lit up.
Oh, I know. But this was really, really cool. I mean, there were six in a little confined area right there on the golf course and stuff. It was really, really cool.
You ever go up in one?
No.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I think so.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I think so. I was talking to one of the guys that had a balloon, and he said, three people can fit in that basket comfortably. He said, four if I hang on the outside. And I thought he was just kidding. I said, you mean just hanging? He goes, oh, no, there's a foot hole right here. And he showed me this hole, and he goes, I can stand and put my foot in that hole and hang on the outside.
No, I don't want to see my balloon pilot standing on the outside of the balloon.
I don't either. I said, how often do you do that? He goes, not very often, but I do it if I have three people in here. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's a ride I'd pass on. I'll go next time.
It was the coolest thing because the Forest Park one, I guess, was like a month ago. A month ago, maybe. And we live in South City now. So it was great because the flight path was right over our house where we could sit in the backyard.
You can yell at them.
Yes, I mean some, and then you would watch some because I think they release like three or four at a time. They don't do it all at once, I don't think. But you could see some were at different heights and everything. There were some that were so low that you're like, oh my gosh, they're going down, and I thought it was essentially in a hot air balloon. It's just easy. You just gotta pump more flame in it, right, to keep yourself off the ground?
Yeah, yeah, but that's, it doesn't happen instantaneously. I mean, you...
Right, but you know...
And then you have to, as it builds, then it slowly rises. You can't just jump over a treetop or something.
But two of them went down, like, close to our neighborhood, because they one looks so low, I go, there's no way they're going to be able to climb back up at that point. And I left our house and drove around the block. One landed in the cemetery across from Gravois, and then one, I think, landed on the other side of River De Pere. But it was, I didn't know that was a big deal that they would come down like that so easy.
Yeah, oh. I don't know anything about it. I've been up, and here's the problem I have with it as far as whether or not I'd want to do it. It takes a chase crew. It takes more than a couple of people to get that thing inflated. And,
oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's a major undertaking just to get the in the air. It's not something you just say, I think I'll go out today and go up in my balloon.
I was watching them. We were watching them inflate it. And they have about four or five guys tethering it, holding the tethers, and then they inflate it, and the one guy's inflating. It's an ordeal.
How'd you like to be four guys holding the tether ropes, and then you realize it really needed six guys?
Yeah,
and you're all up dangling. It's leaving, and you're all hanging, holding onto these ropes.
It's like those giant balloons on the Thanksgiving parade when they get out of control with the wind, and all those wranglers get pulled around.
And that's the other thing. If there's any wind to mount anything, they can't inflate the thing because it needs calm for that heat to blow straight in. If it starts flipping around left and right, it can't
that's
get inflated.
What they were worried about that Forest Park day because it was kind of windy, so they kept pushing it back, because apparently if there's any noticeable wind, they won't do it because it throws everything off.
Yeah,
there's something kind of creepy about it when you do it.
When you're in a balloon, you don't have a lot of control.
Yeah, you have no control. Well, the pilot has some control, but it's very slow. Oop, I see something a mile ahead. I better start climbing now.
Up and down. No left and right.
No.
No steering.
No. And where the wind goes, that's where you go. And then you have to calculate a very slow descent and know that as you come down, you've seen those videos, these baskets get hung up in power lines.
Oh, and trees and stuff.
You got to really know what you're doing. I just, it's not something I would, want to do myself. I would probably go up again, but I still find it a little scary just because you don't have a lot of quick reactive control. Everything's so gradual and slow.
I thought there was one guy, and he had like a harness on his balloon, and he was letting people go up, and they would just go up so far. It wasn't very high at all.
What do you mean he had a harness?
He had some sort of harness on the balloon. Not a basket, but he had a little harness, and he would go up.
Oh, you could like you...
Yeah.
So you sit
like
in it.
Yeah. One person.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat.
And then he would take people up.
Just raise up and come back down.
And come back down, yeah.
Yeah. And that would be great.
Not very far.
Unless
a big gust of wind comes.
Somebody sneezed and went to scratch their nose and let go of the rope.
Yeah.
And then the thing goes away, and you're watching as people get smaller and smaller.
Achoo.
And you realize you're hanging from a harness, and it's just you and the balloon's going up.
Yeah.
No
it's like when you're a kid and you have one of those helium balloons, and you walk outside, and you're just going to go, oh, oh, no.
Yeah, but didn't you ever... as a kid, wish you had enough helium balloons to lift you off the ground?
Yes.
I always used to fantasize about that. I wonder how many it would take.
I know.
And I used to get like 30 helium balloons. Nah,
wouldn't
do it. But there have been guys who've tied them to lawn chairs. And actually, remember that guy? That,
yes.
The guy who went up like 20,000 feet or something.
That did it was pretty big. Yeah. They were pretty big balloons.
He took a BB gun with him. And as he got real, real high, started getting freaked out, he just started shooting out balloons.
Yeah.
And then it would start to come down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks. Anything else?
That was it.
Now we turn to Peon.
Thank you very much. I have just
You're
one
welcome.
Thing. I didn't pay attention to the news over the weekend, but... after hearing the buildup of this thing, I thought the whole coast of Mexico is going to disappear. Did the hurricane turn out not to be that big of a deal?
I think it did turn out to not, because when they were talking about it initially, they said this is the largest hurricane in the history of the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ever recorded.
245 miles per hour
winds. No, they made it sound like Mexico's gone.
But yeah, then nothing, right? Essentially?
Well, not
I mean, just rain, some flooding somewhere, like in Texas.
A tremendous amount of rain in Texas. Yeah, but not the catastrophe.
Okay. I was just wondering if I missed anything, because it was days days and days of
Patricia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the most powerful storm ever.
Wasn't it hitting around Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, yes. And I didn't hear any horror stories about resorts getting
Here's what we care about. Jamaica is fine.
And the grill.
I just kept checking on the grill. Fine.
And then they have a Halloween thing at the zoo over the weekend. We went to that on Saturday night, so it was the first wearing of a costume. For little Archie.
What did he wear?
He was a Viking. He had a Viking costume, and it was it has like a felt helmet with horns on it, and a red beard that can be Velcroed underneath it. So this is
when parents treat their kids like people
little puppets,
their dogs and cats when they dress them up. Because the poor Archie has no idea, and everybody's dressed him up, pointing at him, laughing at him. Oh, look at little Viking, and he doesn't have any idea what you're doing.
No, we kept the beard on long enough just to get a couple pictures, and then it was nice because that can detach off the helmet. But otherwise, he kept the helmet on the rest of the night. So it was it was the first experience of
My son sent me a video of my grandson, and Dan, you will be so proud of him. They went online and ordered a Cowardly Lion suit.
Oh! That's
and
awesome.
It's a full bodysuit, so he is just solid hair.
Like a
lion
big
hair.
Mane around the hood.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And arms, legs, he's got paws on the end of it. This looks like a mini your Cowardly Lion. I thought, oh man, Dan should see this.
There were a couple lions we saw. It was neat because they decorate the heck out of the zoo. It's really neat how they they have Halloween lights everywhere and decorations. And,
any kid that parents send out trick or treating who's under five, all right, this is strictly for the parents. The kid doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's only so the parents go, hey, look how cute my little kid is in South Shit.
Yeah.
It's all for the parents.
And get candy to steal from the kids.
You're not going to let him eat 20 Reese's Pieces.
No, you're going to eat them.
And then, speaking of that, so I've mentioned before Shark Tank. I love that show. Inventors come on with either businesses or products that they have, and they pitch it to these five business people. Mark Cuban is one of them. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. So this week, it was a husband and wife couple, a team that had their product, and it was called the Switch Witch, and they were trying to get this to become like the new. Do you know what Elf on the Shelf is?
Yes.
It's nothing. It's a thing. It's a stuffed little thing that sits.
And
but it's an elf that goes back at night and reports to Santa Claus.
Right.
If any kids are listening.
Is that true?
It's totally true. And then it comes back and it will be at a different place in your house.
I'm not a big fan of Elf on the Shelf. I think if you get a but anyway.
Two-time offender.
Darn Elf on the Shelf. I don't like it.
Two-time offender.
So, they created the Switch Witch. And it's like an elf on the shelf, where it's a plush little witch that's sitting in a black kettle pot. And you tell your kids, the Switch Witch is here, it's Halloween night, and you take all your candy and give it to the Switch Witch, and she'll give you a present the next morning.
That's stupid. So it's
how parents can use this as a tool to get their kids to give up all the candy so they don't eat it all. And they can throw it away then or whatever, I guess. But apparently it was great because all the sharks said, this is a horrible product. Nobody will buy this. if you need this to take your kids' candy away from them so they don't gorge themselves all, then that's the problem. So,
yeah.
It was good to hear that.
I had a friend who was, and the only reason I could tell the story is because he was Jewish. And when this Elf on the Shelf thing came out, I remember one day he said, I need to come. He said, all this stuff is really Christmas stuff. Elf was just still Christmas. He said, I'm Jewish. He said, I need to come up. And his idea was Jew on the loo. And it was like a little Jewish guy sitting on the toilet.
They did that a year or two ago on Shark Tank. It's Mensch on a bench.
Come on.
Honest to goodness.
Which is more acceptable than Jew on the loo.
Yes.
Mensch on a bench.
Mensch on a bench. And one of the sharks bought in, a part of the company, and now it's
a big thing.
Here's
how dumb I am. Mitch, what is Mitch?
I think it's like a really good person, I think, in Yiddish. I can look it up real quick.
Mensch on a bench.
Someone to admire or emulate. So someone of noble character. Really? So it looks like a rabbi on a bench, and that's the same thing where they have, you know, 8 days of Hanukkah, and so the mensch comes out and watches, and I guess reports back to somebody and says if the kids.
You know what? There's no end now. There's no end to this. You could have fool on a stool. You know?
Yeah.
You just have a guy who's a fool, whatever.
Well, he made a great pitch, this guy that made the mensch on a bench, saying Jewish kids need something like a elf on a shelf. So it worked. But the best costume I saw at the zoo was, and I had seen this before online, it was great. You take like a black hooded sweatshirt and sweatpants, and you buy those like LED light, tubing light.
Right.
And you make like a stick figure outline on the black outfit. So when it's dark out, all you see in the kit, all you see is this lit up stick figure walking your way. Like, just like a line of white lights going down each leg and each arm and a circle around the hood. Yeah, it looks like a stick figure. So I thought that was the best one. But that was it.
That's it?
Yep.
Let's close it out. Burke segment is officially closed. I was gone Thursday, and I spent a considerable amount of time on the highway with my wife. I got to tell you, we tried to listen, because we knew we'd be on the road for several hours, but we tried to listen to Amy Poehler's book on CD, and it was horrible. And I like Amy Poehler, so that didn't go well. The last resort is you talk to each other. You know what? Oh, my God, that could really mess things up. But I have to mention something. We these Hilton Inns and Holiday Inn Expresses and these places, these are very nice places, and they're all non-smoking now. And you're talking $100 a night, so it's reasonable. But most of them have a little, and maybe a lot of you have seen these, they have a breakfast.
Yeah.
It's down in the lobby, and there's a little breakfast area, and they have those waffle machines.
You know, yeah.
You pour your stuff in, and you pull the thing down, the waffle iron, and it makes a waffle.
And some of them have biscuits and gravy.
Yes, yeah. They did. They have biscuits and they had scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens all the time with my wife, and I'm sick of it. Whenever we're trying to decide where we're going to eat, in this case, breakfast, we got up, and I said, where do you want to eat breakfast? And I always ask her, because she is one of these egg white only, kale.
Picky.
Picky, diet conscious people.
But they have fruit usually at those things.
No, I'm sorry, that's just not good enough for her. So I said, where do you want to eat? And I'm not making this up. I said, where do you want to eat? And she said, wherever you want to eat. She said, I'll just leave it up to you.
Wow.
And I said, no. I said, you know how you are. Where do you want to eat? She said, I'm telling you, she said, anything is fine with me, whatever you want. And I said, then let's just eat here at the hotel at the little buffet. She says, I'm not eating there. Now she just said,
Wherever you want to eat.
And then she says, and I said, well, why? Why not? I said, why wouldn't you eat there? It's included in the room. She says, they don't have fried eggs. She has to have somebody fry eggs. She will not eat the scrambled eggs. And here's another thing. She won't go to any buffet. Pick the best buffet in the world. Old country buffet. She will never go there. She hates buffets.
Oh.
She likes to order off the menu, and she likes stuff exactly the way. If you go to McDonald's, here's what she gets, that egg white delight, or whatever it is.
They have an egg white delight?
Oh, yeah. That's the closest thing to food she will eat that they have.
So what's wrong with the yolk?
Huh?
What's wrong with the yolk? Is that fattening
or
something?
To me, there's nothing wrong with it. That's all I eat is the yolk.
I know.
Yeah, Angela, Beyond's wife
and I are exactly the same. He told me she does the same thing. When we order eggs, and so, of course, we went somewhere where they could fry her eggs, so I got fried eggs. I cut the yolk out of the middle, a nice little circle, and I give her the white. And she eats the white. I will not eat the egg white, but I'll eat scrambled eggs because it's turned yellow.
Yeah.
And he said, Angela does the same thing. So I'm not the only one. There's something about, certain foods have a consistency that when you bite them, it gives you the creeps. Like for some people, it's shrimp. There's something about when they bite into a shrimp, or oysters, oysters on the half shell. It's like elephant snot to some people. Well, to me, egg white it's kind of like, if you people know what a crappie jig is, it's like a fishing lure, and it's rubbery. It's like a rubbery. That's what egg white is to me. And I can't stand the feel of it in my mouth.
I love Old
and
Breezy.
I know there are things people won't. I know there are things people won't eat because of the way it feels in your mouth. I knew you'd do that. That's my wife.
Yeah.
See, I had the show on the right track. I knew you'd derail it. Let's do a little bit of business, and then we'll eventually get to you, and then after that we'll get to Jose. Because today's Monday, we'll do some tech talk about technical things that are driving you crazy. Here's a great offer, and this really is a great offer because it's worth $350 from Ballast Dental Care. Free professional whitening system to all new patients. That is normally something they charge $310 for. If you're a new patient at Ballast Dental Care, they want to give you a free professional whitening system. What I mean by that is they're not going to hand you those strips that you buy in the store. Did you ever try to use those, by the way? You buy them in the drugstore or something, those little whitening strips?
No, I haven't done those.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Horrible. I tried it, and I spit them out after about 10 seconds. I thought, I don't need this. They do professional whitening, and they want to give you a system. It's called a whitening system, free, if you're a new patient. Also, for the people and the patients who need oral, it's called oral conscious sedation. And what that is they give you a pill. And you take it a few minutes before you're going to sit in the chair, and then you're very, very relaxed. And you're not out, but you're sort of out of it. And then when you wake up, even though you weren't completely asleep, you'll be refreshed. You will have very little memory of what they did to you in the chair, because some people don't want to remember, because they, in their minds, they overcomplicate what the dentist is doing, and you visualize horrible things that probably aren't even taking place in your mouth. Well, you know what? This just kind of takes all that out of your head. It's called oral sedation dentistry, and they're offering free oral conscious sedation consultation, and they are waiving the sedation fee for new patients. That's a $350 value. So a new patient receives free consultation and no charge for the oral conscious sedation if you need it. Now you can't go in there and go, hey, knock me out. You have to need it, and you have to qualify as someone who needs it. And that's where they come in. There are lots of people that think, oh, there's no way that I'm going to get through this dental work unless you put me out in another zone. And they come to find out that's not true, because what they expected, based on past horrible experiences, didn't happen. And isn't going to happen at Ballast Dental Care. So take advantage. Take advantage of those great offers. Free whitening offer for new patients, and the free consultation and oral sedation dentistry at Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone for 42 years. I hope by now you know where it is. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And not really much going on. You do have some delays on eastbound 270, approaching 157 through 159 as they do some road work. It should be picked up by around 4 o'clock. And we've got some heavier volume now beginning at southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Coming to a radio near you, Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
Excuse me, are we near the Statue of Liberty?
John Carney will broadcast his Monday and Tuesday show from Washington, D.C.
So I'll probably bust into the Senate while I'm there and filibuster. Maybe go up and read some transcripts from Frank Opinion's show.
Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
So if I go in the Oval Office, can I sit in the chair and spin around?
Starring John Carney.
Come on.
Beginning at 1, Monday and Tuesday, live from Washington, D.C. on KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was 6. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually sinks your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the bedroom store.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Some partial equipment failure here. We'll work on it at the top of the hour during the news break. So if you folks call, it's not showing up on my screen. Dan, you'll just have to jump in here and tell me if we got any.
All right.
Because I got nothing going on here. Real quickly, American Equity Mortgage. I want to get them in so we have a little time to talk here. 23 years on this show, longest running advertiser we have. And when I talk about using the equity in your home, if you're a homeowner, for borrowing money, you know, for that, I don't want people to take that and use that just for frivolous. Oh, I think I'll grab, you know, $5,000 for frivolous things. But things happen, things come along, and you need money and a considerable amount of money sometimes to pay for them. Let's just say a wedding, for example, and you don't want to borrow money for a wedding at some ridiculously stupid interest rate. So you use the equity to borrow at today's low mortgage rates. So you can do that with American Equity Mortgage. I was going to use an example of like our trip that we're going on. We still have a couple of rooms for people who want to go. I think that'd be a great example. So let's say, let me see how much it is. I want to get the number right. It's $2,359 per person. So you got about a little under $5,000, $4,700 for two people to go, and you don't have that cash. Well, guess what? You take that equity and do a home equity loan, borrow the money from American Equity Mortgage, you're paying it back at a ridiculously low rate, and that low interest is probably going to be tax deductible because it's just rolled into your house payment. People do it all the time. I bought a car many, many years ago for my parents because I'd always wanted to buy my parents a new car because they never had money, couldn't have a new car. It's exactly what I did. I did a loan like that, like a home equity loan, and I was able to pay cash for the car and just give it title, clear title to my parents, but I didn't have the cash. So to me, that was an excuse and a good excuse to use that ability I had to take that equity and borrow money. So think about it. You need money, you can borrow it the dumb way, which is use your charge card as a you know, like you would a lender. That really should be just a convenience thing. It shouldn't be an excuse to borrow money long term, because minimum payments, you can be in debt for a long time. They'll tell you all about it. They've done it for a long time. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Now, speaking of the trip, we do have a couple of rooms, three rooms, four rooms, something like that. We're going to Jamaica. We're going to Negril. Anybody who's ever been to Negril, you're welcome to call and let people know what a spectacular stretch of beach. It's 7 miles of white, pristine beachfront. Now, to me, because as you guys know, I'm a runner.
Right.
I like to run about 14 miles a day.
Yep.
So I get up in the morning, I make one up, one down, boom, got my 14 in.
Yeah, oh, and it's nice to have that white soft sand to run on.
Well, I like that, too, because it's harder to run on sand.
Yes.
And I like a workout. If I'm going to run,
traction out of it.
You build up my calf muscles. You've seen my calf muscles.
Oh,
I like to keep those things really built up and strong.
Did you say calf muscles?
I did at first, yes.
Yeah. Muscle.
He'll edit that out and nobody will ever hear. We're staying at the Riu Palace Tropical Bay. Now, what I'm going to try to do here, and I know it's like 65 or whatever today, it's not cold enough to make you realize that you're going to be freezing to death in January, and that's when we leave, January 16th.
It was pretty chilly last night. It got pretty chilly.
Well, it's going to get cold here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what's going to happen to a few people. We're going to get into November, then December, and everybody's freezing, and then somebody's going to say, well, I sure wish we'd gone on that trip. And then you realize, too late, you missed out. And you could have afforded it, and you could have done it. So just book it. I'll tell you how to find everything you need to know and book it. But I want you to know this is an all-inclusive resort, and that's not a come-on or a gimmick or a trick. Ask any of the people who've gone, is this our 16th year or 17th? This is at least 16th trip.
At least.
Yeah. I'd have to go. It's at least our 16th. And we have people who've been on 10, 12, 13 of these with us.
Yep.
Ask any of them. if they got blindsided by some, we left that out, that charge. No, there is no charge we've left out. And I like to say this, if you left St. Louis Saturday, January 16th, and you didn't have $1, you'd go down, you'd have a great week with us, come back, go home, because you didn't need it, because when we say all-inclusive, it is. Now, I don't like the idea of not tipping anybody, but if you want to take this all-inclusive package literally, they don't require tipping. I just think if you can afford, you know, $4,700 for two people to go on a trip, you can put another $100 with it in $1 bills and tip people every once in a while. But that's it. And that's up to you. So there are no hidden costs, no surprises. It's just what we say it is. It's all-inclusive. And all-inclusive means the accommodations, by the way, are junior suites. And they have Wi-Fi.
Junior.
That's right. Junior suites. Wi-Fi, flat-screen TV, a mini bar. Oh, and unlike mini bars you're accustomed to where you don't want to even touch anything or they'll charge you $15 for touching it, you can clean out this mini bar, chug everything in it, and they'll restock it the next morning, and there's no charge. It is truly all-inclusive. Liquor dispenser. Now, this is not something you're going to see very often unless you go on one of these all-inclusive trips. You guys know I'm talking about those three bottles, those upside down bottles. What size bottles would those be?
Those are 750 milliliter, just normal fifths of.
Listen to the expert. Well, they're decent sized bottles, and they're turned upside down. And one is what, vodka? There's like gin,
rum.
There's always rum in there. And you hold your glass up to it, and it spits out. It's like you got your own bar in your room. Now, I don't know that we have had anybody with us that drinks that much, but I'm not encouraging people to become alcoholics. I'm just telling you, you're not driving anywhere. If you want to get, you know, plastered, you can. Or if you're like me and you don't drink that much, it's still nice that everything's all-inclusive. Now let's get to the department I am an expert in, eating. There are more places here. There's Fusion, which is there's a place called a la carte dining. There's Fusion, Japanese, and a grill steakhouse. A traditional Jamaican jerk barbecue they serve six times a week. 24-hour room service. 24-hour room service is available. There's the Ryu Negril for breakfast, lunch, and snacks. There are all kinds of ways. And then if you do want to pay a little extra for things, they have excursions and things like that you can do on. There's entertainment every night, kind of like Vegas. They put on a big show. I'm telling you, how many times, Pion or Dan, have you heard from anybody who went with us and said, I had a horrible time, I'd never go back?
None.
I don't think ever.
In 16 years, we have never had an email from anybody that said, I'll never.
I heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah,
but
you'll
it
never get me to do that
said.
Again. To the contrary, at least 2/3 of the people going have been 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 times with us. So here's what you do. You go to Facebook.com. Let's get rid of these 3, 4 straggler rooms we have. Go to Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Everything about the resort, the Ryu Palace Tropical Bay, is there. All the information to get in touch with Julie, our incredible travel agent, is there. And one last thing, because I don't want to forget this, because this would be important to me. I don't like group tours. I don't like sitting on buses. I don't like moving along with the herd. I don't planned excursions. I don't like it. If you do, there'll be more of them than you can even do in a week. If you don't, sit on the beach, sit by the pool, sit in your room, read books, watch whatever. There is no schedule here.
And we
when you're with us, you do whatever you want to do.
And we generally, if people want to do that type of excursion, we generally do it as a group,
right?
Just our group.
And Julie takes care of that. She'll make sure that all the people in our group who want to zip line, we all go together and zip line. So you're never without somebody in our group. You want to go deep sea fishing, you want to play golf, but there's no agenda. It's as exhausting or as relaxing as you want it to be. Twice during the week, we all get together. We get there usually the night after we arrive, or the night we arrive, and then the night before we leave. And we have a private, just us sort of get-together to kind of just talk about the place and what we did and what we're going to do if it's the first one. And they set up a sort of a private little hors d'oeuvres and drinks thing, and it's a hoot. It's a blast, and the people are so nice. These are all AM and the PM people just like you, and they couldn't be nicer. You are going to love this vacation. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. I hope you can join us. First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking. It's where I'll go to pick up some $1 bills to take with me in January when we go on the trip. I'll say, give me 100 $1 bills, and I'll use those for tips. And I think it's where you'll want to do all your banking, too. But to give you a taste of what it's like to do business with First Community Credit Union, here's what they want to do. They want to give you $100 if you'll move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. And again, like our trip, no strings attached, no jokes, no gimmicks. That's it. You get $100 for moving your car loan to First Community Credit Union. You will also very possibly end up with a lower car payment because their rate, they're famous for their rates. Their rates are competitive and as low as they can possibly have them and still stay in business. So never worry about whether somebody else has a better rate. So you have an opportunity to lower your car payment possibly and a guaranteed $100. What more could you want? We'd love to have you join us and become a member, we're called, customer at First Community Credit Union. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, we're building a little more volume on eastbound 270 now, approaching Lindbergh through 170. You still have that slowdown with road work. We're approaching 157 through 159. Now westbound 40 is stacking up from Kings Highway through McCausland, also from Lindbergh out through Highway 270. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese.